When you go to the store, chances are you pay with plastic or cash, but dozens of enormous companies, from Starbucks to Walmart, would like you to try something else, your phone. NPR's Steve Henn explains why so many firms are so eager to replace wallets and cash registers.
Omar Green is the director of strategic mobile initiatives at Intuit. Intuit owns the little personal finance website, Mint. It makes TurboTax and Quicken, and recently it's been selling a little attachment for a smartphone called GoPayment that lets almost anyone, anywhere, accept a credit card.
It became very obvious to me that there was a grand sea change in the payment space when the Girl Scouts started using Intuit's GoPayment.
So like a couple Girl Scouts?
So it was like one Girl Scout troop was using GoPayment. And
did they just totally clean up?
They just... boom. I mean, it was crazy how much money these little girls were bringing in with Girl Scout cookies. And so it hits me. Oh, my God. We've got little 8-year-old girls who are now not just consumers, but merchants. And so the next year we went after the Girl Scouts like in a major way.
5 years ago, getting set up to accept credit cards was a big giant hassle. You needed to get something called a merchant account, a special machine. And then there was a tangle of fees you were charged by banks and card processors.
It's time to rethink these models.
Jack Dorsey is best known as one of the co-founders of Twitter. But his other company, Square, has blazed new ground in mobile payments. It developed one of the first little plug-in fobs that transformed a smartphone into a tiny little cash register. And it's created an app that lets consumers pay for products, like my favorite ice cream.
Could I get Baccio?
At participating stores, simply by walking up to the counter and saying your name.
Steve Henn.
Even though only about 10% of the American public has ever used an app like this, the mobile payment space is getting crowded.
God, it's huge.
Omar Green.
Everybody who thinks they can build you a mobile banking solution is building you a mobile banking solution.
Google, PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, and Sprint, just to name a few. And yesterday, more than a dozen of the nation's biggest retailers announced they're joining forces to build their own mobile payment network.
Walmart and Target are among those.
Jeremy Mulman is a spokesperson for the group called MCX.
Sears, CVS, Lowe's, Best Buy, Publix, 7-Eleven.
These companies have more than $1 trillion in sales and pay billions of dollars in payment fees.
We think that if you have a common set of standards in mobile commerce, you can eliminate a lot of those costs. And that's obviously, that's very important.
And with so much competition right now to build a digital wallet, there are some signs that payment fees for merchants could actually fall. Today, Jack Dorsey at Square announced a new plan for small businesses that would fix monthly fees they pay for credit card and mobile purchases at $275.
We want to focus with this on small businesses, so we wanted to make it even simpler.
And cheaper for merchants. But some think digital wallets will never really take off until there's something serious in it for consumers, too. Steve Henn, NPR News, San Francisco.